adults. I'm talking to somebody right here. It is not what you do. It's not your commitment. It's not what you give. It's not what you, it's not the prayers and the fasting you do. It is not. Separation of adults from children happen when one knows something that others don't. Now you know. When you go in your room and you are praying, you will know it's not me praying. It's the spirit of sonship in me, what? Praying. The problem is you think it's you praying with your senses. God does not hear those senses. The Bible says everything that is sensual is demonic and godly. That's why your prayer must not come from your senses. Your prayer must come from the spirit. That's why you don't even know what you're praying in tongues, because the moment you know, your prayer will be tamed according to what you're thinking. I'm not talking to somebody here. You will channel the prayer according to how you notice when you're praying in your language. You'll be talking rubbish. Oh, Father, Lord, you know, open that door, open that door. Sometimes it's not even the door that's supposed to open. Sometimes it's your character and habit that must change. If you speak in tongues, you won't even know what you are saying. In your own tongues, your tongues will be saying, Father, change my character, change my behavior, I'm useless. And you are done, you'll be like, today I prayed. You not knowing you are praying you are about yourself. So the spirit of adoption, the spirit of sonship is very important. Always know, what will make you remember you're a son is not what you do. It's the spirit of sonship. That spirit will always remind you you're a son of God. You are a son of God. You are not alone. You are not, you are in the house. You are not out.